strike you on the Street Fighter 3.
Everybody knows what time it is now. It's talking some shit. That stanky, brown, runny shit talking time. With me, Poop Ninja, along with the one and only Obi-Wan Jabroni. What's up, Obi?
My ex-boner is up.
It's up in full standing position, right?
It's up and in full effect. Street Fighter 3!
Oh, yeah. That Street Fighter 3, motherfucker. Yo!
Good game. Good game.
Oh, real good game. I mean, would you say the last good Street Fighter?
No, because the
you like 4 better?
Yeah, because the parrying system, well, that was the one with the parrying, right? You had to, that was hard to do, and in my opinion, Street Fighter 3 had characters that, yeah, you know, you didn't recognize, kind of like if you remember Street Fighter EX, remember those?
But, yeah, the polygon.
Yeah, but EX was good though. You know,
I wasn't a big fan of EX.
I talked about EX on Gaming History 101, cheap plug, and I think EX Plus was good. It's a very underrated EX Plus, and
they should have made one with the women fighters, and they could have called it Street Fighter SEX.
Yeah,
I'd have been it. I'd have been interested in that for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. Fucking
EX wasn't horrible, but it wasn't. The polygon, I didn't like it was made by that, was it? They were called Akira or Kura or something
Akira,
like
yeah,
that. Like,
yeah.
I just ain't a fan of a lot of their games, that's all. I mean,
you didn't like Scholomania? The character Scholomania, the best,
you know,
best video
yeah,
game
like
character.
The character was cool looking and everything. I just wasn't a huge fan of that series of Street Fighter games, that's all.
Mm.
Wasn't a horrible game, but I mean, there's been worse Street Fighter games like Street Fighter the movie and
oh yeah, I've still not played it. Like movie, yeah.
You should play it. It's so bad, it's good. Like, try to find a PlayStation 1 version of it.
Yeah, if I can find it really cheap. But going back to Street Fighter 3 real quick, there's a they re-released it, didn't they, on XBLA and PS3, and it's online, so you can play online with it.
Yeah, they did.
Usual Capcom shit.
Re-release that motherfucker.
Oh yeah, that's like they do Street Fighter 4.
Hey man, whatever makes a buck, they'll rehash that motherfucker until there's no more skin left
can
on
you,
its back.
Can you believe that they've got another Street Fighter? You know about that. Ultra, I think it's called Ultra Street Fighter.
Yeah, there's a bunch of horse shit in it.
Yeah, man. I just thought at this point, they just might as well release it on the, you know, because officially, Poop Ninja, we're in the next gen.
Yeah, I'm last gen. I don't have one of the new consoles
oh,
yet.
Oh, sister.
You do. We'll be talking about
we'll
that.
We'll talk about that later on, but that's it. We both systems officially out in the States now.
Yep.
Last
was Friday, Thursday at midnight. The Xbox One launched and the PS4 launched, what was that, last week?
Yeah. Are you excited, Pook?
No, not really. It's not that I don't want them. I
saw your Facebook post that said if y'all got a spare $500.
$500. Yeah, Microsoft Store had them in stock still on Friday.
Oh yeah, not the day one edition. It wasn't that one, was it? But we'll get.
But what,
we'll get
okay, okay,
we'll get into that. We'll get.
Yeah, because I don't even know the difference between the day one.
Oh, we will get into that then.
Yeah, so, all right, man. So, yep, another episode of Talking Some Shit. Episode 5, 6? Not sure.
5, I think.
Yeah, so, we were originally going to have Arcade Game Table, James, a friend of mine from YouTube, and Kit171, another friend of mine from YouTube. They were going to originally join us, but...
he killed them.
they're both at home playing PS4 and Xbox One. No, Arcade Game Table had a family emergency, and we're going to record a show next week and have James on with us and Kit. And I didn't get a hold of Kit in time, so I just figured me and you would record this one, and Kit and James can come on with us next
week.
Yeah,
this was very last minute, wasn't it?
And James is a PS4 owner, and you're an Xbox One owner. Now, where you live in the UK, the... PS4
oh, yeah, this is going to work out great because when what's his username? Arcade Game Table.
Oh, Arcade Game Table, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a bit funny about using real names. AGT is on next AGT baby when
AGT in the house.
That's his new name. So when he's on next week, I will have the PS4 too, because I'm batshit crazy. And but no, I will say this: I've not just murdered people and got the money by selling drugs and stuff like that. I've been saving up for these.
You weren't given rim jobs.
Oh no. I wasn't pimping any women or selling crack cocaine to fucking weird women, you know. But I've been, because so just to give you guys some insight, and this might sound geeky or boring, depending on one of the two. I have what you call a gaming account, like a separate bank account. So every so often, I'll put money in there. So I've been saving up for these consoles for quite a few years now. So obviously, money accumulates.
Did you say years?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's been a long time. You've been actually prepared for this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been... Oh, okay. This gaming account is also the zombie apocalypse account, too.
It's the same. Whichever happens first, a new console or a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, so I like to be prepared. So I knew these consoles, because obviously there's going to be a PS. Like everyone knows, you know, there's going to be a PS5. Come on, let's face it.
Right,
Xbox
right.
2, right? Them motherfuckers are probably in development right now as we speak, as we record this. So
right.
We're not in production literally, but like research and development. They're probably already looking into the next, you know. So, you know, again, money will be going into that gaming account to be prepared for the Xbox 2 or whatever they call it, and the PS5, and it probably will be called the PS5. Because it makes sense, right? PS2.
Right.
So
and just for the record, when they do release it and it's PlayStation 5, they should hire, if you remember the wrestler King Kong Bundy, and he can go, PlayStation 5!
Oh, they should hire Booker T five times.
Yeah.
And he should do the spinner Rooney on a fucking PlayStation 5. That'd be awesome.
And play the whole song and everything.
Yeah.
Hey, when he's doing the spinning Rooney, in his hands should be, in each hand should be a PS5. Like when he's spinning on his back.
Like what happened to Booker? I remember Booker T. He was good one day, and then he turned into King Booker, and he had that stupid, like, African accent.
King Booker!
Yeah, and it was like, it was just weird, man. King Booker was a weird time.
Yeah. Wrestling kind of, you know, being a pro wrestling fan since I was about 6 years old and I'm 39, I've seen a lot of weird shit in wrestling over. They try weird shit at times, you know.
I suppose, you remember the Austin era, though? I mean, obviously, he was a badass, let's face it. Steve Austin was cool. And then I remember when he went, corporate, remember that shit?
Yeah, the corporate Steve Austin, he's buddying up to Vince McMahon.
I'm glad they did that, because they had to. They can't use the same old shit. I mean, look at The Rock. I mean, he used the same old, you know, for years, and I think he went with the corporation, I remember. Do you remember the corporation?
Yeah, I remember the corporation.
Yeah. I like Rock Incorporated. I thought Rock Incorporated was pretty good.
Yeah, I think to me wrestling the Attitude Era and then the right before that, like the first, like around WrestleMania 3,
yeah,
when Andre and Hogan, and so I think those were like the two best
WrestleMania
eras
6,
of wrestling.
Baby. I'll swear it's
WrestleMania
that.
6.
Yeah,
was that Warrior and Hogan?
Oh yeah, that was when it was a lot of that's when fanboys and girls came into wrestling, because I was like, yeah, I'm cheering for Hogan, I'm cheering for Warrior, you know?
It's like, now you got both of them fighting each other, who do you choose?
Because they were good, because that was the first, like, was that the, probably I'm fucking wrong on this, and I'm sure GBO will correct me, our friend on Twitter, Seager.
The wrestling guru.
Yeah, the wrestling, the walking encyclopedia, we used to call him, actually. I was going to say, yeah, this was the first, maybe the first time that two good guys went, you know, goodies, as we said back in the day.
You know what, it may not be the first, but it was the first mainstream big production of two good guys fighting each other at that time.
Yeah, so it split fans, and that was good back in the day, because like, it was tense shit.
Right, and now, like, see me, I was a fan of the Rule Breakers.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was always out like your video.
I wanted to be a member of the Bobby Heenan family.
Oh yeah, because your videos, Pook. You got that thing. You do the Razor Ramon thing.
Yeah. Which, you know, actually he was a bad guy at first, but then became a good guy. But I really liked him as the when he was originally a bad guy.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've always favored the bad guys in wrestling.
Which all he did was rip off Scarface, really.
Scott Hall was cool, man.
Scott Hall was cool, but he ripped off Scarface.
Have you seen him these days? Oh my God, he's put on so much weight.
Oh yeah, but he's went through a lot of shit, man. I mean, he's even got, doesn't he have like a pacemaker and shit?
Yeah, it's all that drinking.
Drugs and, man, I tell you, but he was badass back in the day, man.
Yeah, man, he was came out with his beard and his fucking slick back hair, and then he had that cocktail stick that he'd throw at the man. Yeah.
Well, he's before he went to WWE for Razor Ramon, he was already doing that in WCW as the Diamond Stud. He had the toothpick, the slick back hair. And he was managed by Diamond Dallas Page, and he would throw the toothpick into the camera when it, you know, the whole. He had even the move. It was the Diamond Death Drop instead of Razor's Edge.
Wow, holy shit, man! We've just probably spent 10 minutes talking about wrestling.
Talking about wrestling instead of talking some shit.
But, did you end up getting 2K14?
No, I was originally planning on getting that for Christmas. But we have so much other stuff that we're getting our kids.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get a cheaper game for Christmas. I'm actually going to grab the, for Christmas, the DuckTales Remastered, the retail version that actually has a disc.
Yeah.
Not the digital version, but the regular.
Yeah, digital version. Because I wasn't into that too, so I might pick up the disc. Because like, at least with the disc, I mean, at least you could sell it. Like, you can do more with the disc. I mean, not that I'd probably sell it, because snort
cocaine on top.
Yeah. But, because me and you are hoarders, aren't we, Pooh?
Oh, yeah, we're game hoarders, and everybody on YouTube here that's listening to this watches my videos. They know I hoard video games. And...
Yeah, I've been watching some of your videos, by the way.
Oh, cool, man. What do you think?
Yeah, good. I like that. Have you started, because at the beginning you did that Razor Remote, is that a new thing?
No, I've been doing it. Well, you know, the first two channels I had first channel, Pook. The first channel was just called Pook Ninja, and I deleted that on my own. And then I went back to doing videos with Pook Ninja 2, and I started adding wrestling, like, because I have hundreds and hundreds of old wrestling tapes.
Yeah.
And I was converting them to DVD, so the file would still be on my computer, so I started adding them on YouTube. And since I had wrestling, I thought, well, I'd do my Razor Ramon, Scott Hall, you know, the, hey, yo, he's the bad guy, Pook Ninja 3, you know. But my account got closed by YouTube for copyright infringements.
Copyright police.
Multiple copyright infringements because, man, I had the old WWF, old NWA, WCW. I had shoot interview. I had all kinds of shit on there besides video games.
Why are WWE so fucking anti-copyright? They should just let this shit slide because it's history, man. This is...
Well, yeah. I mean, and some people, you know what, then there's other people that get away with it. Like, if you go and type, I mean, you can find tons of WWF, old WWE, WWF stuff on YouTube that's not put on there by WWE.
I did that today because,
there's like full pay-per-views. I just watched, Survivor Series 1987 off YouTube not too long ago. And it wasn't on there from WWE. It was on there from some guy like me or some person, you know.
Some schmuck.
Schmuck. Your favorite word, schmuck.
That always cracks me up, that. But, yeah, I did that just today because, like, you can just type in, like, I don't know, because someone told me, funny story, actually, I get into it. I said on Facebook, I've never played a Zelda game and I never will. Yeah, and the guy, he put, you're dead to me. So as soon as I read that, I was like, okay, YouTube, Undertaker, the theme song for Undertaker, what was it? Dead Man Walking. I just typed it in, and yeah, it was there. So you can do that with WWE, man.
So when I started my new channel, it was Pook Ninja 3, and I think Pook Ninja 2 is when I started doing the bad guy thing, because I've already been doing it. Because I mean, I don't look like Scott Hall. I mean, I'm not saying that, but I have the same color. I have the black, jet black hair. I do. It's basically my hair's black, and I kind of have the same skin color. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I used to have the curl, and I didn't do it. Just naturally was there, the curl like Scott Hall had. My hair would do that when it gets long. I'd get the curl up front. And yeah, even before YouTube, even before I was ever on the internet, when wrestling, you know, in the 90s, I had a girl come up to me one time, you look like Razor Ramon or something to that effect, or I don't remember exactly how it was. And my wife did. I mean, she used to, when I first was dating my wife, she's like, you got your hair's like Scott Hall's, you know, like the bad guy. I'm like, shit, you know, I'll take any kind of rub off, you know, any kind of pussy I can get just because my hair looks kind of like Scott Hall's. I'll fucking take it, man, you know, back when I was single. Oh, okay.
But were you drinking like Scott Hall? That's the
No, I was never a big drinker. I mean, I've drank beer here and there, so, but no, I was never a big drinker, never a big drug user, never anything like
Not
that.
Not with the roids.
Never took any steroids. Even though I was always a big guy, I mean, you know, I mean, at that time I probably weighed about 250.
Yeah, that's good.
And I did work out a little bit, and plus I used to unload trucks and drywall and stuff. So I mean, not that my arms were. I mean, you ain't gonna confuse me for Scott Steiner or anything.
Scott Steiner's a freak.
I always had a little bit of muscle tone, and I have what my grandpa used to call a barrel chest, because I always had like a big chest. He always had barrel chest, so. I mean, I was always kind of a big guy. Like, I always wanted me to play football and all that kind of crap, but I just don't get along to do sports.
Yeah.
Like, like organized sports.
Yeah. And
I played for a little while and then quit or get kicked out, so.
I'm sure there's people listening to us younger than us, and I'm going to say this to you kids. Don't take drugs. Don't drink too much because it kills your fucking kidney. No. Yeah, holy shit. So, are we done with shit talking? Do we want to talk about what we've been playing?
Yeah, okay, well, go ahead and what we've been playing. For me, oh, man, I've just been playing a little bit of mix of stuff. I've been playing, I tried the free PlayStation Plus, that Dragon's Dogma.
Mm.
I started playing that, and here's a problem I have with a lot of games like that, and this even includes Skyrim. I like those games. I get really into them, but then once I get about 20 hours into them, I get bored and I start wanting to play something else.
Hmm.
I get twitchy. It's like I don't stick with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I like the game. I like Dragon's Dogma, and I also did that with that Kingdom of Amalur. Remember the last talking some shit? I was playing Kingdoms of Amalur. Got about 30 some hours into it, I quit playing it.
So what is Dragon? Because I played the demo, and to me, it just was action adventure.
Well, when you get into it, it's more like, it's kind of like Skyrim because of all the, like, you can go to your Your job boards, your mission boards, or
so
whatever.
So it's an RPG.
Basically, it's RPG. Yeah, you gain levels, you have character advancement, and you equip items and all that, and you do your missions, and there's a main story, and there's a lot of sides. So yeah, it's an RPG. Basically, it's kind of like Kingdoms of Amalur. They're both kind of like watered-down versions of Skyrim, in my opinion. Mm. But, and I don't mean that in a bad way. They're just, you know, I think Skyrim's probably the top in those kind of games. That's all, you know.
And this is Dragon. That's a Capcom.
Yep.
Wow, Capcom giving away free shit on PlayStation Plus. I'd thought I'd never see the day.
Hey, and you, when you give when you can choose like nicknames for your character, like little side names for your character, they actually have Street Fighter names in there. There was Rue.
Oh.
There was it Balrog was in there? I seen Rue. I named mine Rue, or Ryu, or Ryu, or whatever you want.
Ryu.
Rue. I call him Rue because actually there was a Japanese exchange student, and when I went to elementary school, before Street Fighter, before even the first Street Fighter, and he pronounced his name as Rue, and it was R-Y-U. So I always figured that was the correct way to say it.
I believe Rue works, but I think Ryu is the more
popular.
Yeah, because you got Ryu Hayabusa from...
I mean, this little son of a bitch is actually from Japan. And he was actually named that by his Japanese parents, and they pronounced it as Rue. So unless he wasn't pronouncing his name right, I mean, that's what I always said to people when we got into the Rue debate.
It's the Japanese accent, man. That's what it is. That's what that is.
I don't know. He was another wrestling term. He was kayfabing his English, too. So we were like fifth or sixth grade. He tried to act like he didn't understand a lot of English to the teachers and shit, but he knew more. He talked to us in English like crazy.
It's Kai and Tai, man. Remember Kai and Tai?
Kai and Tai, Takamishinoku, and...
Yeah, whatever happened... Again, just getting back... Holy shit, wrestling again. Whatever happened to Takamishinoku? I can't say his name.
Takamishinoku.
Yeah.
He's in Japan.
And what was his tag partner called?
Shit. I don't remember, man. There was Kai and Tai, there was Takamishinoku. Originally, there was three of them. Takamishinoku, the other guy that was the SmackDown number one announcer.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. And then there was a guy named, I think his name was Duke Togo, was his name. And he used to wear, like, Iron Maiden shirts and shit. And that's the only reason I remember him. And he was also in WCW NWO World Tour on the N64.
Oh, nice,
he was
nice.
He did the same moves, and you could tell it was him.
We will get corrected on that name. The other guy. Not Tucker, the other guy. I know he
was... Remember, he's like, I'm a SmackDown number one.
Yeah, he was the guy with the flat kind of hairstyle.
Shit, I can't... Man, I really want to remember that, and I can't.
Don't Google...
I a SmackDown number one announcer.
You could always Google it, but...
Funaki, Shin Funaki.
Oh, yeah. Funaki. That's it.
I knew I'd remember, I just had to give myself a second.
He was the one with the long hair.
He had longer hair,
It was the other guy who had the short hair, yeah.
Yeah, Taka had the little short hair and the...
Yeah, when Kai and Tai. Oh, man.
Kai and Tai, and then, remember they, Val Venus was the porno wrestler guy? And, up for fucking Taka's sister, I think it was.
Oh,
and they were
see, that's where wrestler was borderline, you know, because, like, he had his finishing move, the money shot.
Yeah, money shot.
You know what I mean? That's I'm telling you, man. That's when wrestling was fucking awesome, man, because they had all that.
He had the sword, and there was another little, like, Japanese guy, and he goes, I chop your pee-pee!
Yeah! I remember.
That, they actually, like, chopped a big sausage or something.
I don't even know what's going on. I couldn't even tell you what's going on. Do you watch, like...
The only time I watch it is my wife usually on Tuesdays has to go to work early, so Monday night, I usually just go to bed with her and talk and stuff, you know? Yeah. And we turn it on in the bedroom, and I half-ass watch it.
I tell you what, Pook, because we've gone back to wrestling.
It's talking some shit. We can go anywhere.
Yeah,
man.
But, you know, we're going to have to do just one show that's talking about wrestling.
We're going to talk about wrestling. Yeah. We have to have Jeebs on, GBL with us.
Yeah,
and,
speaking of GBL, we need to get that retro dojo going. Two of that fucking brawlers.
Yeah, retro dojo. We haven't done a retro dojo in a long time.
Yeah, we need to get that part two out of the way, and then we can concentrate on other ones, because, man, that part two is fucking hanging there, not doing anything. Enough for the brawlers.
Yeah, I know.
So,
Brawler.
Or maybe me and you should just do one, just get GBL to send in a clip about that Sega debate or Sega debate.
Yeah. So, Dragon's Dogma, I played that, kind of quit. I've been playing a little bit of Call of Duty Black Ops on the PS3. Then I've been playing a lot of older stuff, a lot of NES and Sega Genesis, Mega Drive, just a bunch of different random games. And that's about it, really. I'm sure there's a couple other games I'm forgetting. So, now, what have you been playing? I know one of the games you've been playing.
So Soul Calibur 2 HD came out.
HD? Yeah, I was going to ask you about how that works.
It's got Spawn in it.
Does it have Spawn?
Yeah, it's got Spawn in it. That's why I'm guessing. I said this on Facebook.
Did you get Link in it too, or no?
No, you got Hayachi.
Everybody but Link.
Yeah, so everybody gets, because obviously Link is a Nintendo exclusive IP, so so you get a Spawn and Hayachi, and I'm guessing because of Spawn, it's got a high, this game's got a pretty high price tag, $20.
For a digital game?
Yep. I believe it was $19.99. Because I looked at, because I have a US account for Xbox, because you guys, you know, get all the cool gamer pictures, what we don't, like fucking Burger King ones. I love that shit. I don't know why. Anyway.
I never get it. I've seen it on there to get. I just
should
never
get it, because I love just having these obscure fucking gamer pictures. Like, I like changing it sometimes, like to fucking Gillette or Pringles, and just be a fucking whore for this shit. But anyway. Shit, what was I saying? Yeah, so it was $19.99. I'm pretty sure it was $19.99. It was in pounds, that is $16.99. But luckily, it came out on my birthday, which was the 20th.
Oh, happy birthday, man. I didn't even know.
Because I don't have it on Facebook, because...
Well, I was getting ready to say that, man, because usually Facebook will post me when somebody...
I hide it, and I'll tell you why. Basically, this is my opinion on it, and this might be controversial, or people might get offended who I do have on Facebook. But the thing is, once a year, people never fucking talk to you on Facebook, right? That once a year, people will just wish you happy birthday. And you get fucking tons of them. And, like, yeah, it's like, yeah, okay, so, dude, you know, like, obviously, with you, Poog, it's different, because, you know, we talk all the time.
Right.
And, you know, other people I've got on there. But, I mean, it's like, some people just do it just to, because they see it, and it's like, this is just, and it's like, it's just fake to me, yeah, you know?
Do you have any people on your, that, like, I know people that have Facebook accounts that have people that they don't even know.
Yeah.
I was always like, what's the point of that?
Yeah,
like a popularity pissing contest or a popularity contest.
I think Facebook is, because like when Facebook first came out, it was like, okay, only add people that you know in person, right? And then I think it's got to that point, well, you know, I know this person over the internet, I'll add him. Because I've got a lot of people on my Facebook that are over the internet. I've got you.
Well, I think internet friends are okay. I mean, I have some that are internet friends. I have some that are from YouTube.
Yeah, I think people are a bit funny about the real names as well. Because I am. Because, believe it or not, on Facebook, I used to have my online name as my name on Facebook. And then what got me to change it was actually someone on Facebook said, it's actually, believe it or not, on Nintendo, I posted something on the Nintendo story, and someone was like, you know, oh, if that's your real name and that. So I was thinking, okay, yeah, fair enough, good point. That's why I changed it. But I mean, but yeah, can you believe it? Someone like a Nintendo user fucking giving me shit. That's unbelievable. I thought Nintendo fans were nice people.
Yeah. How do you like your Wii U, buddy?
Yeah, you like that?
You like them big choice of games coming out there, pal?
Yeah, you know, speaking of the Wii.
I like the Wii U.
Yeah, man, it's got the new Mario game coming out.
Yeah, the 3D something or another. I've seen a little bit on it with the furry
case.
Furry case, yeah, the furry slip.
So
I like mine clean. I like mine clean shaven.
That was funny. But yeah, just so people know what we're talking about, is a pre-order bonus in the UK and Europe is keyring. It's from the retailer Game. Keyring and a slipcase, and so it's a furry case, isn't it? And so it's just weird, man. I don't know what's up with that shit.
I don't know, man. As I was saying, one of my, we were talking about, I think then we get, it's like me, you, and Slasher's Elite is his YouTube name. I'm not going to say his real name on here, but I'll just say Jeff. But Slasher's Elite, he was talking kind of back and forth with us a little bit on that on Facebook. And we got talking about weird pre-order items. I was like, well, I got a Wii case that's shaped like a golf bag from Capcom, and it says We Love Golf on it.
I like his one, the banana shape.
Oh yeah, I think that was actually Arcade Game Table James that brought up the banana.
Oh, was it? Because I was like, yeah, if there's ever a zombie apocalypse, you know what to do with that? Just give it to your old lady. There you go, sorted for the zombie apocalypse.
But yeah, we could do a show sometime about weird pre-order shit because there's been a lot.
Oh, there's been a ton of that shit. Yeah, and I because I want to bring up my fucking weird mouse mat. What Tecmo sent me.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do a show on that. So, but you've been playing
Soul Calibur 2. Yeah, we got sidetracked. Yeah, Soul Calibur 2. Yeah, it's pretty much Soul Calibur 2 on pretty much the old
with better graphics.
Yeah, a couple of gens ago. It's got your usual Edge Master mode, which is fucking difficult. But yeah, it's pretty much Soul Calibur. I mean, if you know, I wasn't going to get it. I was going to wait for a deal, but fucking Xbox is so shit on putting on deals, you know? Like, you'll get a deal, like, they'll put it on, like, probably next year on a sales special, and I'm just like, you know what, forget it. And it came out on my birthday, so I got a couple of, believe it or not, they still do points cards for Microsoft. So I got a couple of points cards, so I was like, ah, cool, I'll just use that, and I got it. So yeah, Soul Calibur 2.
I just want to say, Soul Calibur 2, I have on the original Xbox, and I have it on the original Xbox, then I have it on GameCube. I have the Japanese import version of it on GameCube and the American version on GameCube, and there's no fucking difference. It's just, it happened to work out that I got both of them really cheap way.
It's just the characters.
Right, but when that game first came out brand new, I was really into Soul Calibur because of Soul Blade and first Soul Calibur on Dreamcast, and I did buy that one on the Xbox for the Spawn, because the play as Spawn. And at that time, it was before I started working at Game Crazy, but I was pretty cool with the guys there. They gave me the standee. It was kind of one that fit in the corner. And it had, like, ivy on one side. It was a three-sided standee, and it had ivy on one side and... Or no, it was spawn. No, okay. No, it was... Okay, yeah. It had ivy. Ivy was somewhere on it, but the one side was Link, one side was Spawn, and one side was Hayashi.
Oh, nice.
But Ivy was on there somewhere, too, because I remember Ivy's ass.
I remember you.
And I bought the big hardbound strategy guide with the soundtrack, and I still have that. I don't have the standee anymore.
I'm feeling the soundtrack on that game. Glad you brought that up. It's a lot of orchestral shit, and I'm not really... don't like it.
Yeah, Soul Calibur music's always been kind of like that. You know, like, Tekken always had better music.
Tekken's always had better music. I mean, Soul Blade music was pretty good, though.
But I had a bunch of the figures, and I went crazy with Soul Calibur. Dude, that was at the point where I was always buying guides and collectibles, and for full price, mind you, not like now. I mean, now I'll buy any kind of video game collectible as long as I can get it for dirt-ass cheap, you know. But this was before my thrifty... the economy was good, you know.
Oh, yeah, the economy was, you know. Plus, they used to give you shit. Like, they used to give you way better shit back in the day, too. The build quality was much better for, you know, collector's editions. They had collector's editions back in the day, didn't they?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the quality was way better back then. And you got more shit, probably useless shit as well, like today.
it's all pretty much
you
useless.
Know, so it is. I mean, what am I going to fucking do with a... Undertaker coffin, tin coffin, you know, it's just, yeah, it's ridiculous, but I mean...
Or like my Ark the Lad pocket watch. I mean, yeah, I guess you could use it to tell the time. Am I really going to carry around a Ark the Lad pocket watch? Yeah. No, it's just a collectible.
I think people like to, I mean, don't, you know, as weird as it sounds, the keyring for that Mario 3D world is cool, because I'm going to, you know, that's something I'd use, I'd put on my keys. That is pretty cool. The case... it's gonna be. No one's gonna see it, but it's there. It's on display. So I suppose. And if it gets cold, I suppose I can rub my dick on it or something.
You can just fuck it. Yeah.
You know, give it a little tickle.
The girlfriend's mad at you, and you know, you take the old furry Mario slipcase and
give it one. Know. Yeah. So yeah. But Soul Calibur 2, something tells me, because there's no character creation in Soul Calibur 2. It came in 3. So I'm guessing, was the character's creation in number 2?
Oh, man, I don't remember. I know it is in 3, because...
definitely in 3,
I've played 3 recently on my PS2, so I don't remember. I kind of want to say there was a limited one, but maybe not.
No character creation, if people know. I'm so lazy, I'm not going to fire up my fucking PS2 version. I'm guessing they're going to release Soul Calibur 3. I mean, they have to, right? They've done 2, why not?
The only thing I would say is they've released Soul Calibur a long time back, and a remade version of that. I know it's on 3 Xbox Marketplace.
I have it, yeah.
Yeah, and then they just did 2 HD, and I would guess as long as the second one sells well, they'll bring out the third one.
Yeah, I don't know about selling that price tag. $20 is a lot.
That's a bit much for a digital remake.
I usually don't. I mean, obviously, I'll be honest with you guys. Obviously, even with Soul Calibur, even if they brought MGS1 on XBLA, I would still just try the trial. That's always my default. The trial.
Yeah.
Always get the trial. That's why. And I'm sure you're the same, Pook.
Oh, yeah, I always download the demos, I mean, because why not?
It's free, and plus I want to see what the achievements are, too, because, like, if it's impossible achievements, I'm not going to touch that shit. There's no point. Because, you know, people say, yeah, achievements, you know, it's just e-penis shit, but to me, achievements and trophies are kind of important, because it's incentive for me to go back and play the game.
No.
I know you don't care about that stuff, but
you know I like them. But I'm not that big into the trophies or achievements. I mean, it's kind of cool when you do something on a game and you get it, but I don't really seek them out.
Yeah, I'll look at them, but I don't then again, I do seek them out because sometimes I'll go on, like, I'll look on achievement guides and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm a bit of an achievement / trophy whore. More achievements, because I don't really care about trophies. Who gives a shit?
We're going to talk about the Xbox One later. I seen that day one, there was actually people on eBay selling their day one achievement.
Oh, yeah, because I have it. I've actually, because I don't know if it's on my Xbox One, but it's disappeared from my 360 list. So, we'll get into that in a minute, actually. But, yeah, that's all I've been playing, though. Pretty much just Soul Calibur 2, and something big happened yesterday. The Xbox One.
There you go. Came out Friday, Thursday at midnight. That was worldwide, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I know everywhere. Not like the PS4. Where you guys get? When do you guys get the PS4?
The 29th of November.
So UK 29th of November PS4. We got it here in the States already, and I would imagine Canada probably already has. Well, yeah. I don't know about anywhere else.
Yeah, it's pretty much North America. I don't know about Latin America, probably because it's the same.
Brazil just got the PS2. No, I don't know.
Brazil just got the PS the PS one, the actual white,
the little mini one.
Brazil just got Brazil just got the PS2 Slim. Actually, breaking news, everybody.
So, yeah, you got the Xbox One. I just want to say I don't have either of them right now. I may get a PS4 in February or March when it's tax refund time. I'm still not sure. I may hold off a few years this next gen because I'm thinking I want to get the next, like the slim model, whatever you want to call it, the next model. Mm. And by that time, there'll be a lot of games marked down in price. And I'm trying to – I have a lot of games I need to catch up on with PS3 and 360, PS2, Xbox, GameCube. There's a lot of those. On those five systems alone, I probably have close to 100 games I need to play.
It's that PlayStation Plus, though, as well.
And they keep giving us games. They just gave us Binary Domain.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet. I downloaded it, but I haven't installed it yet. But they just gave us that Tuesday.
You know, that was a Sega release. Yep. Because I saw Sega post it and I saw you sharing it, and I thought, yeah, you know what, that game is pretty underrated.
I haven't played it yet, but I mean, I probably have between the 360, PS3, Xbox, GameCube, PS2, and I'm not even talking about older systems before that. Just those alone, I probably have 100 or over 100 games that I need to play through.
Yeah, but Binary Domain pretty much is like Gears of War. So if you enjoyed, I don't know if you enjoyed Gears of War.
I'm a big fan of Gears of War.
Yeah, so I think you'll like this game. I think you will. Did you ever play Vanquish?
I did play Vanquish, and I thought it was okay. I wasn't a big fan of that.
I didn't like it. It was too fast. Yeah, it was too fast-paced for me.
I don't know what I didn't like about it. I got a couple trophies on it. I don't even remember what I did now, but it was free on Plus, and I gave it a play, and I remember fighting I fought a bunch of stuff, but I remember fighting one big thing, got to another area, and I just kind of just didn't care for it. I mean, I didn't think it sucked, but I didn't think it was that great.
Yeah, Vanquish was Gears of War on steroids, pretty much, wasn't it? That's what it reminded me. But Binary Domain, I think there is a demo, I believe. I did play a demo of it, actually, a while ago. When it first came out, there was a demo, and it did remind, the voice acting was terrible. But the gameplay was pretty good.
So then Xbox just recently gave us Iron Brigade.
Yeah, I've not even touched.
Isn't that game like really, really old? I mean, like
it's a couple of years old on XBLA.
See, I was thinking that game was like one of the first. I mean, I'm probably wrong, but I thought that game was like a really early download.
No, a few years old.
It's from Double Fine. So.
Yeah. So I've not fired it up yet because a lot of these the games for gold, I don't fire up because they're just so lackluster. And we've talked about this before, but they're kind of shit. Yeah. I really think PlayStation. Where it's at. Still waiting for a deal on that, by the way.
But I didn't get either console, and it wasn't because I didn't want them or anything. Mainly, it was the money factor.
Yeah,
I've come across a lot of bills, and with Christmas, I got to finish up both of my kids' birthdays are in December plus Christmas, so I'm like triple whammy.
Yeah, oh, I don't blame you. I don't blame you, to be honest.
And like I said, I've got, not even counting my classic consoles, just the five consoles I mentioned I have, and I didn't even count Wii. I have a bunch of Wii games I want to play through, too. I mean, I have I have over 100 and some games that I need to get to and play, so I just figured, well, at first I was going to get a PS4 in February, but now I'm thinking I'm just going to pick up like WWE 14 and a few other games in February and just kind of hold off another year on the next gen, on the, well, their current gen now, the current gen consoles.
Does your son not want a PlayStation?
Oh, he's going to get one in February.
Okay, so you can check his out.
Yeah, I can check his out, but I mean, I won't really have my own till probably another year, another couple years, year and a half or whatever. And that's on my own choosing, because I could get one in February when my son does. But
no, I think, to be honest, I think it pays to wait. Because obviously, right now, there's probably no games that you want to play.
That's the problem. On either of them, there really wasn't anything. I mean,
plus,
I mean, if I went over to somebody's house and they had Dead Rising 3 playing and said, you want to check it out?
Yeah,
I'll check it out. Or I actually want to play Madden. And I mean, I know a lot of people don't like the sports games. I do. I like the football and a few of the other ones. But the new Madden, the next gen, or the current gen Madden, I keep wanting to call it next gen, but the PS4 and Xbox One Madden, I really want to see if there's a major difference or if it's just a gloss over.
Apparently, NBA 2K14 is a huge difference on the next this gen now. This is very confusing because
you know I'm actually last gen right
so
now.
We have to say last gen and new gen, I guess now.
Current.
Yeah, it's way confusing, but
yeah, it feels weird. You know, to me, I mean, maybe I'm the only one. It feels weird that these new consoles came out, even though it was time.
Oh, it was overdue for the 360.
Yeah, because the 360 and PS3 have been out forever, but it just, to me, it feels weird that these new consoles, it's kind of strange, actually.
Do you know what, though? The Xbox, the 360, it's like 7 years old, I want to say. And the PS3, man, that's still got life in it. That's still new to me. And maybe that's because I paid $1 million for it, or what? No, it was 425. I remember the price. It was 425 English pounds, which is probably nearly a grand in dollars today. And that's why I still think it's new. I really do, honestly. And I'm still feeling that kick in the balls from Sony.
Well, you know, in February, I just bought, because I had the old 40 gig PS3, and I replaced it in February with my 500 gig Slim, the white, what is it called? I want to call it ceramic white, but I don't know if that's the right name.
Home Edition.
Come edition. the jizz edition of the PS3. But I just bought it. My PS3, I just bought in February. So
so you got that nice white controller.
Yep.
Oh, that is a sweet controller, you know, that white one.
And it's pretty cool, man. The 500 gig system and the sliding door thing, I like it, but it's cheapy, you know.
Yeah. The first model, and I don't know how mine's still going because it is the first model of that PlayStation is pretty fucking slick. Like,
yeah, mine died.
Yeah, I don't know. You know why mine's still going through? Because I stroke it every night. That's why. I say, good boy.
Good, you're a good PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because when I got my new one, I gave mine to my wife, and she had it until, what was it, about October?
I'll tell you, actually, you know what? Going back to that whole stroking the PS3, I'll tell you the secret, actually. Vacuum the vents. Like, I do that, what I want to say, probably every couple of months. I'm trying to get it down to maybe every few weeks. But yeah, vacuum the vents. I think that's the secret, you know? Because as long as you keep that thing dust-free as long as possible, I think you're pretty good. But
yeah, that's a lot of the problem. I mean, that's like the 360, I have the newer black 250 gig slim 360, but I also have an original white one that I gave to my son, and it still works.
Wow.
But the thing is, you got to keep space around it. I mean, you literally have to have nothing behind it, nothing beside it, nothing in front of it. Plus, I have one of those fans on it too. And,
yeah, it's all about keeping the dust off and good ventilation.
And heat.
Yeah, good ventilation. Yeah.
Heat killed those white 360s.
Yeah, because it cooled down too quick or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's kind of what's weird about those systems. It's kind of like it seems like even after people fix them, they still fuck up after a while.
Totally. Because
like they're never gonna be totally working. You're gonna have to keep repairing.
You know, my Xbox Elite was pretty solid for a good few years. Like 4 or 5 years, and then suddenly it just died, Red Ring, and I was like, man, why now? Because, like, we were so close to Xbox One at the time,
right,
you know, because it was coming out, obviously, and I was like, why now, man? I don't want to buy another 360, and I ended up getting that Gears of War one. God knows how, you know, how the hell they had a brand new one still in stock. But yeah, it was there, man, fucking 320 gig. It was a red special edition. So I thought, man, I'm going to pick this son of a bitch up, because I don't want a black normal console. Shit, I'll get this one.
I just seen today when I was out, well, if you guys seen my thrift store video game pickup video today, the one media store, it's called Media Madhouse I went to, they actually had the Star Wars one used.
Oh, the R2-D2 one.
Yeah, they had it sitting there.
I didn't like that. I didn't like it.
I thought it looked pretty cool. I don't remember. I don't know how much they wanted for it. I mean, I wasn't going to buy it because I was only after two.
Oh, no. They were expensive. I believe they were nearly, I don't know. The pounds value is like 350. So probably around the same in dollars, around $350 or something like that.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how much the media store wanted.
I tell you what, Pooh, if they released that as a Darth Vader edition, I would have got it. They would have got my money, because Darth Vader's cool. So I mean, when I saw that, I was kind of thankful it was an R2-D2, because I don't really care about the, you know, the controller was kind of cool, you know, the gold C-3PO controller, that was cool. But I know there's been a lot of, we should do a show on special edition consoles, actually.
Oh yeah, there's been a lot for all
it's
the different consoles.
There's been a fucking ton of them, but before we run long, do you want to get into this X boner?
Yeah, just real quick though about those original white Xboxes. Those things are pretty much ticking time bombs. But if you keep them spaced, you keep them well ventilated, they'll be okay. A YouTube friend of mine and television dude, he did a Xbox launch video, and he said in the mail, I just got a new. It's the new Xbox launch, so everybody thought he got an Xbox One, but it was really a 360 white model. He bought off YouTube. He got it with some games, or not YouTube. He got it off of eBay with some games and shit, the hard drive and everything, for like $70.
You know, real quick before we go get onto the X-Boner.
I just wanted to say real quick though that to a television dude, if he's listening or anybody else, just keep that son of a bitch well ventilated, keep it clean, and it'll probably stay working for you. Because basically, isn't that just, it's like the solders or whatever inside there get,
yeah, basically,
you know, over hot, and it comes detached.
It cracks inside, the circuit board's cracking, well, not the circuit, the actual, like the GPU and the, it cracks or something, doesn't it? But while we're talking about this, real quick, have you had any experience with these console fans, because I'm thinking of getting one for the PS3.
I had one for the 360, my white 360 that I gave my son when I got my new Slim. I bought a used fan for, it was like $5 at GameStop. And I used that thing for over a year, and I think that was part of the reason that system's still working. I think it worked excellent, and I would put my hand behind it sometimes, and man, that sucker would get hot. It also got, like, maybe once every 3 or 4 weeks, I'd have to take it off and clean it because it was getting really dirty. So I think that fan was real helpful.
Yeah.
And I know there's different fans out there for the systems. I don't even remember what brand this one was, but I paid $5 for it at GameStop, and I think it kept the system life going.
Because
this system had issues. I bought it 3 or 4 years ago used for, like, $60 or something, because the tray, remember, it was the system where you had to pinch the tray shut.
Yeah.
And sometime to open the tray, you'd have to smack the top of it. but it fucking worked, man. I played that system for hours and hours and hours, and I never red ringed on me, and it's still working. My son hasn't.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking about getting a one for the PS3, because I still can't believe the PS3 is still going. I mean, don't get me wrong, guys. I don't want the thing to get the yellow light of death, by all means, because I really don't want to buy another a PS3 right now. I really don't.
That would be
that's kind of shitty, right? But that's a real bummer, because you know, believe it or not, Pook, PS3s are still they're around 200 still, like, you know.
Yeah, they're still up there.
Yeah, so I mean if I could get, you know, eventually PS3s are going to come down to around 150 to 100, that's when I'm going to, you know, I'm thinking I'll probably just get one just to have a spare one, but not right now, please. But so yeah, I'm probably gonna look on eBay or game retailer websites for a fan. I think for a PS3, I just thought if you had an experience with a PS3 fan.
No, never with the PS3, just with the 360 one. And I think that one did save that. I mean, I think that kept that one going. Like I said, that system's still going. So.
What do? You just plug them in at the back and...
Yeah, on the 360 one, it plugs in where the power cord does.
Oh, right, okay.
And then you plug the power cord into the fan. It has the opening, you know what I mean? Mm. But the fan plugs into the power port, the power cord port,
yeah.
And then the power cord plugs into the fan.
Because some of them, a lot of the fans I saw, though, are USB powered.
Yeah, see, there's different ones.
Right,
yeah.
So you pretty much want to get one that's powered, like, powered, not USB powered.
I don't know. I don't know which one's better or not. I mean, I just took a chance with this one because it was $5. I mean,
I'll research this, but
yeah, research. I didn't do any research. I was like in GameStop, and I knew my 360 was a piece of shit because I bought it cheap, but it was still working, and I wanted to keep it working. And I thought, you know what? Here's a fan sitting here for $5. I'm going to try it, and if it don't work, then I'll just have to go get a new 360.
That's,
you know,
that's
what
at
I mean.
The end of the day, you only paid $5 for it. So.
I paid $5. I tell you, I had that system for 3-4 years, and I paid 60, 80, whatever it was I paid for it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the system was already it was an as-is system when I bought it.
Yeah, so if you guys on YouTube or Twitter know of any...
It's a good fan.
Yeah, of any good PS3 fans, let me know. Not fanboys. Fanboys, stay away. But, yeah, if you know of any, leave a comment on Pook's channel or tweet me. And much appreciated, but yeah.
And your Twitter is Obi-Wan Jabroni.
Yeah,
Obi-Wan.
Yeah, I'll plug that. I was gonna plug that at the end, but yeah, it's all one word, Obi-Wan Jabroni, with an E at the end, not an I, because the other one was taken. So
bastards.
Yeah. Plus, I always figured, well, I don't want to copy The Rock, so I'm gonna spell it with an E instead, because I'm just fucking me. But you know, I've been just speaking about online IDs. I was thinking about changing mine to Shinobi One Jabroni.
Shinobi One Jabroni?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could. You can give that old tribute to Sega Shinobi.
Yeah, because Shinobi was cool. But no, it's just because this kind of irritates me, because I always put a capital E at the end just to emphasize it, that because otherwise people think it's Obi-Wan Jabroni, right? So I always emphasize that E at the end, and it kind of bugs me that on 360 it's not like that. So it kind of bugs, and my PlayStation network's like that. It's lowercase E, but Sony, in their infinite wisdom, still, believe it or not, you can't change your PSN ID.
I think a lot of people don't understand the terminology of the word jabroni.
Yeah.
Right? Jabroni was kind of name for like a wrestler that loses a lot. It's also for a boxer that doesn't win a lot of fights. So they're just a jabroni, you know, they're a jobber.
Yeah, I went with it because it rhymed. It obviously went with Kenobi. So
yeah, right.
Kenobi Jabroni, but also. I also have Obi-Wan Pepperoni registered. See, I've covered all my bases because, obviously, you know, people try and get clever and say, oh, yeah, I'll take Obi-Wan Pepperoni just so he can't have it.
Obi-Wan Macaroni?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, now you got me thinking, haven't you? I should get macaroni.
The whole Obi-Wan Kenobi and then Jabroni. So I think that's the best one. I mean, maybe just because I'm a wrestling fan and I know
that's what it was, right? Because of the because obviously Star Wars. I love Star Wars. Who doesn't? And obviously because of wrestling. So I thought, okay, put the two together, and I still like wrestling today, old school wrestling and Star Wars. I still like it, even though I don't know about that new movie though. But you know, episode was it 7? I don't know.
Fuck, man. Well, the first one was actually like, what, 3 or something? I never did understand all that.
It was episode 6, and then...
Or 6.
I don't even know. You know what? And we're fucking getting off on a tangent, but you know...
I'm a casual Star Wars fan. I mean, I always liked it as a kid, and I love the fucking Kenner toys.
Yeah,
the Kenner action figures.
Yeah,
I was a more fan of the action figures than the actual fucking movie.
If you're up for it, we'll do a retro doge on fucking Star Wars.
Fucking Star Wars games, Star Wars toys,
yeah,
Star Wars...
Fucking Rebel Alliance. Oh, that, and Road Squadron. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of good Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic on the
Xbox. Remember that fucking game? Remember that beat 'em up game? The on PS, I think it was.
Oh, on PS1, yeah. I forget the name of it, but I do remember.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, we should do a Star Wars show.
On my YouTube channel, I actually was I did a video on the 25th anniversary of the Nintendo Famicom, and I was playing the Famicom version of Star Wars, which you need to see that. Darth Vader, when you fight Darth Vader, he turns into a scorpion.
Oh, you have to link me to it, man.
Yeah, it's like an oddball game, but it's a really good game, Star Wars for the Nintendo Famicom. So.
Speaking of your videos real quick, and people are probably saying, just get onto the fucking Xbox. We will. Your game room, I saw your game room on YouTube. Holy shit.
Yeah, I got a lot, man. You know, I actually used to have a lot more. I used to have more than what I have now, but about 4 years ago, I had to sell all of it because I wasn't working, and my wife was only working part-time, and we needed the money. So I sold almost all my game stuff. That's all that my game stuff I have is what I've bought in the last 4 years.
You got a lot of Mega Drives and Genesis, I know.
Yeah, I have 7 or 8 different Mega Drive Genesis.
I didn't hear you say, I can't remember if you said if you got a Master System.
Yeah, I do. I have an original Sega Master System, yeah. I have two of them, actually. I have one that was in a house fire and my good one.
Oh, nice.
The one that was in the house fire kind of had a story to it because it was actually a friend. When I was a kid, my friend's house caught on fire, and we actually, his house caught on fire and it was condemned. We actually busted in there when you weren't supposed to go in. Mm. We actually busted in like a week after his house caught on fire and got the Master System out, and it actually still worked.
Oh, shit.
About 10 years ago.
I tell you what, man, they were built back then, weren't they? The consoles.
Yeah, it's like the power button popped off, though, so you have to actually just put your finger in and push the little spring.
That's something I do on Saturday nights. But, shit, what else I was going to say? The GameCube. I always liked the design of the GameCube.
Yeah, I had that. People kind of make fun of it because of the handle. It's kind of like a little square purse.
But,
yeah,
it was cool. I mean, cool, well, you know, speaking of handles, and we will get onto the Xbox One in a minute. But, you know, this.
Every woman should have a handle.
Yeah. I know you're not an Apple guy, but do you remember the original iMacs? I don't know if you.
I don't remember it, no.
They had a handle on them, too. And it was, and it was all about, you know, you might want to take this into another room, you know, make it easy. And I think that was the GameCube thing, too. What about, you know, I don't know who designed the GameCube, I don't know his name, but I mean, what about if they just thought about, what about if this dude wants to take it to another room, you know, just make it easier, you know?
Well, you know, I always pictured, you know, because, I mean, pretty much the Japanese version, the American version is pretty much the same design as the Japanese version. And for some reason, I just pictured, like, a bunch of little, like, Japanese teenagers carrying it around from house to house.
Yeah, because, you know, back in the day.
Dojo to dojo.
Yeah, because if you remember.
Rice field to rice field.
Yeah, because if you remember back in the day, yeah, we'd always go to each other's houses because there was no online multiplayer back then. So, right. Obviously, we have to go to each other's houses unless the person's lucky enough to have, you know, the same console as you. But that wasn't the case, though, back in the day. A lot of people didn't have that. And, I don't know, I thought the GameCube design was it's always cool, you know. And Nintendo,
it never bothered me. I mean, I always thought it had the kind of a robot head look to it.
You know what, though? And I think, you know, Nintendo hardware design, just generally, has always been good anyway. I mean, the Wii. I mean, look at the Wii. That was a nice design. Okay, yeah, I didn't like the color of it, but...
The Super Nintendo is okay. I mean, your guys' is in the UK is a little different than ours in the States, but...
You know, I think... I don't like the SNES design. I mean, I didn't really... you know, at that point, I preferred, obviously, the Mega Drive design, because that's what I had. I didn't like the... It was... To me, it was like a lunchbox, the Super NES.
Yeah.
you know, whereas the Mega Drive, because I had a Model 2, so it was more slicker and thinner.
Model 1 was to me, the Sega Genesis Mega Drive Model 1 is like... That's like the... To me, that's the best-looking game console of all time.
Yeah, Nintendo... The first the first iteration of a Nintendo system is always off weird colors, isn't it? There's just... I don't know. Why can't they just release a black console, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, like the NES was the beige and the beige and dark gray with the black and the, you know, and then they re-released with the mini, and then the Super was that same whitish beige. 64 was black. The first main.
Oh yeah, yeah, the first main. Yeah, that was their first, and obviously, but even the 3DS. Remember that weird color design too? Where they like they had it was teal on one side on top, and then black on the bottom.
Yeah, they've always done that.
That was weird to me. I got the black version of it, but I mean, Nintendo's always had weird color choices. I don't know what's up with that.
And like the first Game Boy Advance was what, purple? Glacier? It was like the see-through purple. And not that it was bad, but it was just kind of, you know, why purple?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And I think a lot of people had the purple GameCube as well. That was...
Yeah, the purple, and I bought the black one when it came out. I had a choice. I bought the black. But it was purple, black, and then later they got the platinum, the silver one.
Oh,
that silver one is pretty sweet looking.
Speaking of the GameCube, I saw a sweet MGS one.
Oh,
only released in Japan, though. Yeah.
Yeah, Japanese always get the cool, like, different system releases like that.
Yeah,
you
they
know?
Even got a special MGS3 3DS console, and I was like, man, I so want that, but I don't know, man. I'm holding out for the 3DS XL. I'm waiting for that. I want one of those because I want a bigger screen, but I don't want to pay the price they want. I don't know where you're at with that, but I mean, you're getting a 2DS, right?
I want to get. I'm thinking at tax time, I may pick me up a 2DS, maybe. I mean, because they're only like what, $129?
Yeah. Well, you're gonna get.
And I may even go the used route and pick up a 2DS.
You're gonna get that Wii, aren't you?
The Wii Mini.
Yeah.
The little red. I don't know, man. I don't know. I want to get one just for collector's sake, and there was a lot of discussion of that on my Facebook page, actually, with a couple different people, and a lot of people are against that little Wii Mini. I don't think it's a bad little system. I think it's kind of nifty looking, the red and black. It looks like a kid's toy, like a little play school record player or something.
Yeah, I think for collector's sake, it's fine, but a lot of people are saying why, and I kind of ask myself, but I do understand if you do want to get it just to kind of, you know, for collector's sake, and it's a different version of it, why not?
Yeah, because, I mean, I already own an original Wii.
Yeah.
I own an original white normal Wii that I have Homebrew Channel and all that shit on it, and then my wife has a Wii U, so it's not like I need it to play Wii games. I just want it to collect because I think it's kind of cool looking, and I like the later releases like that. Mm-hmm. And most Nintendo's later releases end up becoming a little more valuable or harder to find later in the year.
Tell you what, especially these special edition 3DSs. Oh my God. If you ever see a special, like the Pikachu one, if you ever see that,
they go up in price.
Grab that shit, because those are worth a lot.
Well, I used to own not the 3DS, but the regular DS. I used to have the Zelda one, the one that came with, what was it? Did it come with Twilight Princess, or was it just Zelda designed? I remember I bought that, and I ended up, when I had to sell my stuff, I ended up selling it for, I think, more than what I paid for it.
Oh, see what I mean?
Yeah, and that was just a DS. It wasn't even an XL. It was just a DS Lite, the gold Zelda one.
Yeah, there's too many. But how are we doing for recording?
Oh shit, man! We haven't even talked about what we're gonna talk about. We're at 103.
Well, that's the show, everybody. See you next week.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and talk about the Xbox One, man. You got the Xbox One.
I'm gonna do this quick because we just went off on a tangent. I really wanted to spend a long time on this.
Well, if we go a little bit over, I mean, I ain't gonna bother me now.
Real quick, Poot. I want to tell you about the nightmare story, and you know about this. So I ordered it from this place, right? Shop2.net. Good website, good retailer. The delivery company they use is fucking terrible. So they said to me, your order is, like, the estimated delivery was the 25th. Like, first they said, okay, it's going to be here on Friday. And then I checked back, you know, I checked back on their website and it said the 25th. And I'm like, what the fuck? So at that point I called customer service. She said, and I can't believe she said this to me. She said, there's no driver available to deliver your parcel.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, in my head, I was thinking, fucking, you cunt. Like, how can you say this to me? You know what I mean? Like, but I kept my composure.
Cause you didn't give her a big, like a big hearty ghetto, say what?
Yeah, I wish I did now. I, you know, but in hindsight, I think back and I was like, okay, I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I kept calm and I didn't, you know, I didn't, because I was pissed. Naturally, you'd be pissed too.
Oh, definitely.
Mate,
yeah,
everyone listening to this show would be fucking pissed.
I mean, not only do you want your console, but you just spent $500.
Yeah, you know, and I was like, man, you fucking kidding me, right? And anyway, so I, you know, kept calm, didn't fucking, but I was fuming. I got to the point, I was so stressed that day, that I fucking became ill, man, for that day. I tell you, they call DPD, and that company can suck a dick, because I ended up getting my console, guess what time, 9 o'clock at night.
Damn, I'm surprised you got it that
late.
Yeah, I mean,
is that
like a normal shipping time in your country? I mean, because like here in the States, nothing delivers
oh,
that
no.
late.
Oh no, no way. I always receive packages around the afternoon, maybe 3 p.m. the latest.
Okay.
I've never had a delivery around 9 o'clock at night. Never.
Like for us here in the States, whether it's the U.S. Postal Service or UPS or whatever, generally in most cases, if you haven't received it by 7 o'clock, you're probably not going to receive it that day. You
know? Pook, and that's the same here too. If you, if you've not received that thing by 7, half 7, whatever, well, 7:30, yeah. Because I know you guys don't want us on half 7, half past 7. If you don't get it by then, yeah, you're out of luck. Maybe 8 p.m. if you're lucky, but this guy, I said to him, like, they said there's no driver available. That's what they told me. And I said, oh, yeah, he's working overtime. I'm guessing someone got onto the phone to this guy and said, you better get this delivered or something. But anyway,
you were guaranteed to have it on the day. Were you?
There was no guarantee by this company, and there was no guarantee by the retailer.
Okay.
Yeah, which kind of, you know, because obviously they know if they guarantee something, it's got to be done. Otherwise, the customer, you know, they're going to complain. And I tell you what, though, this has made me just wonder if, you know, man, I don't want to order from that shop too anymore, because if they're gonna use an incompetent company like that, man, this is just, it's ridiculous. And I've heard, speaking of his company, the place I ordered my PS4 from, they use the same people too.
Oh shit!
So I am screwed. Anyway, let's not dwell on this. I've got the console. I got the day one edition. It comes with FIFA 14. Which is 10 gig.
Okay, real quick, I want to say, I don't know what the difference is between the day one version and a regular version,
so
go ahead and tell.
Okay, the day one edition, I'll tell you this. You get, basically, it's different packaging. It's all...
One more thing, the only thing I know for sure is that you get some kind of special achievement, because I heard that there's motherfuckers on eBay trying to sell that achievement. So.
Yeah, which is pointless, because it's 0 points.
So it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, so it's an invalid fucking achievement anyway, because it's fucking, you're not going to get anything out. You're just going to get the fucking, you're going to get, it's the e-penis, right? We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
It's the e-peen factor. But no, the difference is, it's different packaging. It's all black, and you know what? It's pretty cool. I mean, and you get FIFA, and they did another bundle with that, you get Forza, and I believe they didn't have that in the States, that you get games. The controller's different too. It's a day one controller, so the only difference is it's a chrome D-pad and a chrome, you know, Xbox button at the top, guide.
Yeah.
They don't call it the guide button, but that's what we know it as currently. So that's the only difference. And like you mentioned, Pook, the achievement, which, I don't know, I think that's for bragging rights, really. To be honest.
Yeah, and I don't know how much that achievement's actually selling for. I just kind of read it real quick off of... actually, it was on Facebook, I think.
Yeah.
Kotaku, IGN or something mentioned it. And I thought, damn, people are selling achievements now? But
yeah,
that doesn't even make sense to have it, since you don't actually get any actual points.
No,
anyway.
0 points. Because see, what happened was, when I first pre-ordered my Xbox, I pre-ordered it from Microsoft directly themselves. So mm-hmm. I had it on my 360. So, because like, as soon as I put the order for it, yep, achievement popped, and it was that day one edition. So I had that achievement, like, on the 16th of whatever it was. I had that achievement ages ago, but you know, oddly, it's disappeared from my 360, so I might have to redeem that shit. But yeah, FIFA 14 is you get that digital download, you know, usual shit. I'll tell you this, Pook, the console is heavy. It's a fucking beast. Like,
yeah, it looks like an old VHS or something,
is.
Man. Like one of the early 80s ones.
Oh my
know?
God, and vents. This thing has got vents. It's got vents on the top, on the right hand side. But weirdly enough, on the left hand side, it's just plain, but it's shiny. So it's that piano black. But this is what's weird to me. It's got vents at the sides too, at the sides of the console, both sides as well. Vents there too. They've made sure that this thing doesn't overheat. So yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep, that's the console. The controller, you know what? I don't know about this controller, man. Because I was playing Killer Instinct, and my hands were kind of hurting. But, I mean, you know, the controller, you know, it's a more lighter, I think. People say there's no difference. Also, the controller takes batteries. Have Microsoft still not figured this out?
Oh, you mean it still takes, like, double A's and shit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can get plain charge.
Aw, that's kind of weak, man. I was hoping it would have a
terrible battery.
Yeah,
that's why I said, have Microsoft not figured this out? This is 2013, next gen. Have you guys not figured out the, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal, but that's kind of a letdown. I mean, future consumer of this console. It's like, man, I still got pop fucking double A batteries in it.
Yeah, you know what it is, though? I think it's controversy because they want you to go out and buy that play and charge kit. That's my opinion. So, yeah, they still got that, and shit. Did you have any questions before we...
Oh, did you hook your Kinect to it?
Oh, no.
I mean, are you doing the whole Xbox on? And,
no, I've not connected. I've not connected the Kinect.
But you're going to hold out as long as you can?
Yeah, and we're going to get into this now. It's a good segue. Let's get into the UI. So you boot up the system for the first time. Update, which was 500 megs. Did you want to get into the whole bricking of consoles real quick? Or do we want to save that till the end? It's up to you.
Oh, go ahead, man.
Oh, so Microsoft released an update thing on their website that you could download. Apparently, it bricked consoles. I don't know how that is, because when you plug a USB hard drive into this console, it doesn't recognize it. I don't think there's no way to kind of physically go there. Anyway, so yeah, some people brick their consoles. Some people got, you know, the update didn't download properly. But yeah, the update was pretty much 500 megs. We'll say this. If you're going to connect this thing, I would highly recommend connecting it through Ethernet instead of Wi-Fi. Because on my Wi-Fi, and I've got 8 megs of download speed. And I don't know, man. That's pretty reasonable, right, Pook? 8 megs?
I'd say so, yeah, man.
And, 8 megs, you know, pretty good. Decent speed. But, yeah, the Xbox One doesn't like it.
I've heard about it having some disk drive issues with... I seen one where a guy was sticking in, I think it was Call of Duty Ghost, and sticking in, it makes like a grindy noise, and the Xbox doesn't even realize it has a disk in it.
I can't confirm that, because I've not put in a disk. I do have Dead Rising 3. It's still sealed. And we were talking about this pre-show. I might end up saying... I'm thinking about sending that back, just because... You know, Killer Instinct might keep it going, but I'll talk about Killer Instinct in a minute. Let's talk about the UI, the user interface.
All right.
Man, it's tiles basically. You know, like we've got on the 360.
Yeah.
Navigating that shit with a controller is pretty fucking terrible. It's pretty fucking shit, dude. I mean, they want you to use Kinect. They really do. They want you to hook Kinect up and talk to it. But you know what, man? I'm like, I don't want that shit. Let me just use the controller. I mean, that's what I'm used to. That's what I've been doing for fucking decades, right?
Yeah, you know, that was kind of one of the... when I was looking at the next... the current systems... you know, PS4 and 3 and Xbox One, I was kind of like, you know, which one, when I do finally buy one, which one I was going to get. That was another reason I was kind of aiming toward the PS4, because I didn't like the whole Kinect deal and the whole talking to this console and shit.
And plus, it's come out, and people know this, but just in case...
Well, could you imagine if you're schizophrenic and you're playing the Xbox One?
Yeah.
Like, all these different voices and shit. The Xbox ain't gonna know what to do. It'll blow up and flip up upside
I'll
down.
I'll tell you one thing while we're talking about Kinect. That thing is a beast. Like, it's big. This Kinect 2.0, whatever... Is that what it's called, 2.0? I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, to Kinect 2 or whatever. Man, if you hook that thing up and a burglar comes into it, you could fucking kill someone with that thing. Because this, it is hefty. It's got a fan on it too, believe it or not. But I've not connected it. I will say that. I've just been using the controller. And yeah, the UI is pretty fucking shit. It needs a lot of work. But they, like I said, man, they want you to use Kinect. They really, you know what? I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking of like just hooking it up and just to see the difference. Because you go into settings, right? And the settings can get buried because something it'll replace it with another tile. That's how it works, and it's like.
Well, maybe they'll do an update. You know how, like, the original Xbox, they changed it out several times, the original 360. Maybe they'll do something, make it better.
Another thing, and I know they're going to fix this, definitely. Like, you know, there's no way to check your battery life on your controller. So, and then also, there's no way to check hard drive space. And when you go to settings, there's nothing there. Like, you can't see how much space... You can't mess with your hard drive. Like, you can't go in there and delete shit by yourself.
I don't like that.
Yeah, see? They manage it by that SkyDrive thing.
Right.
Which is Microsoft Cloud. Which is Microsoft Cloud Services. So you can't see your saves on your console. So you can't back them up. There's no way to see it. I don't know if they're going to fix that in an update. I don't know. Like I said, you can't, if you plug in a USB into that thing, a USB thumb drive, you can't see, it won't show up. Apparently they're going to fix that in an update, I know that. But I'm with you, Pook. I don't like the fact that you can't manage hard drive, because I like to go in, I like to manage that stuff, you know?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I mean, sometimes there might be something on there that you just don't really need, and you don't even remember it's on there.
And I know this for a fact. If you put it, I know I've not put in a disc, but I know this for a fact. If you put a disc in, it has that game install thing.
Right.
So, you might want to manage that. Like, you might want to get rid of that shit later on down the line. And if you can't do it now, to me, it seems they've dumbed it down. They've dumbed it really down. For your average Joe user, you know? Joe Blow, as we like to say. Let's get on to games, because I think I've talked enough. How are we doing for...
We're at 118.
Okay, so games. I downloaded Killer Instinct. That's the first thing I downloaded, Killer Instinct, which is free to play.
Best price?
Yeah,
best
good price. One thing I will say is you don't have achievements. If you play the free to play version,
that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck because good example of this is Tekken Revolution. Shit, they give you trophies off the bat. So, and you know, Dead or Alive is an exception. They don't give you anything, but who cares? Because it's Dead or Alive, and who gives a shit? But yeah, really, they don't give you unless you buy. There's three packs you can buy. You can buy characters individually. By the way, you only get Jago to start off with, which is probably the best character, let's face it. So you've got two packs, basically. And the first pack is, I don't know how to... I can't even quote prices to you. And even if I did, they're in pounds, so it makes no fucking sense to anyone, right? So you've got the combo pack, which is basically gives you six characters and plus two additional characters they're going to release later on down the line. And that's all you get. For the ultra combo pack, get this, you get Killer Instinct Classic.
See, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool, but you're paying $20 for it.
that's not cool.
Yeah, that's not cool. I mean, in my local currency, it was £32.
Okay, I got to ask you, and I don't know if you know, because you didn't get it, right? You didn't get the Killer Instinct Classic and all that, right?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, is it the Super Nintendo version, or is it the actual Classic Arcade version?
I believe it's... I believe it's the arcade version.
Yeah, I was going to say, because there was a major difference between the arcade version and the Super Nintendo version, audio-wise and a little bit visually, but especially audio-wise.
See, this is, and I think you'll know more about this. So I went into Killer Instinct Classic, and they've got two versions of it. They've got Final version, and they've got another version. I tried Final version. I'd have to look into it more to tell you.
I'm betting it's the arcade version.
Yeah. So Final version is what I've heard, and please, people, correct me if I'm wrong. Basically, the Final version is the one they fixed all the glitches and shit, because there was glitches in the previous version. So this Final version is the one they fixed. So that's basically Killer Instinct off the bat. Pretty much, it's an expensive for free to play. It's cool, but the fact that you can't get achievements right off the bat kind of sucks.
Yeah, that kind of makes it almost like a glorified demo.
Yeah, it is, and they want they want you to get the Odin pack, right? They want you to get the either one of those two packs, and I don't know. I wish this was a disc release, to be honest with you, because I would have bought it on disc.
Right.
But I don't know, if you like Killer Instinct, I would say it's cool. To me, the game is silly, but you know what, it's a good silly. I mean, to me, you know, Killer Instinct is, you know, the fighting system's kind of, you have to get used to it, but it's got tutorials, it's got a dojo where you can practice, you know,
right.
Yeah, so you got all that, and by the way, if you do go with the free-to-play, you've got all the modes to play. It's not like they've locked out certain things, so
yeah,
you know, that's kind of cool. I still like the fact you can't get achievements on it when you don't pay for anything.
Yeah, they should have made it more like the Tekken free to play game on the PS3, where you still get trophies, achievements, you know, and different stuff.
Yeah. Also, while we're talking about achievements, 1,000, it's got 1,000 achievements. Also, for Killer Instinct Classic, it's got achievements, 1,000 again. So you can get pretty much out of Killer Instinct off the bat right there if you buy the shit. 2K worth of achievements, which will keep me going. And it will keep me going, because there's a lot to fucking do on Killer Instinct. A lot of shit to unlock, too. Titles and dojo shit and tutorial, you know, it's good. Also, like I did mention, I do have Dead Rising 3. Now, I want your opinion on this, Bruce. Do I unwrap it and test this fucking disc shit out? Or do I just send it back?
Man, you know what, man? I mean, I would say send it back and then just pick the game up later when, you know, like 6 months from now, where you could probably get it for half the price. But since if it was me and I already had the game sitting there and I've already paid for it, I'd probably open it up and play it.
Yeah, but let's see.
That's what I would do. I mean, that's just me. I mean, like me, if I didn't already buy it, let's say I bought an Xbox One today.
Mm.
And I had the Killer Instinct, and I liked it, and I was into that. If I didn't already buy the Dead Rising 3, I probably wouldn't bother until I could get it cheap later.
Yeah.
But if it was already sitting there in my home, I would probably go for the urge and open it up and play it.
Yeah, yeah. See,
just to play something different besides Killer Instinct.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because fighting games are, you know, they're just all the same, let's face.
I mean, I'm a cheap son of a bitch, and I'm always willing to get something. Get something for cheap or next to nothing, but if I already paid the money for it and it's there, it's like, fuck it, I might as well play it. You know?
See, the thing is, I didn't enjoy. It boggles me why I got Dead Rising 3. I mean, you know, because what it was, I didn't enjoy Dead Rising 1 because of the whole, you know, I think everyone agrees with me on this. And
72 hour deal.
Yeah, the whole save system and all that clock.
You know, it was a cool game when you to me, Dead Rising was really cool for like the first couple days that you played it, but then after that, it was just like, eh.
And number two was pretty much the same. You know, it was like, eh, fuck it. And then
never played two.
Yeah, have they not given it away on Plus?
I missed. No, they haven't given it away on Plus. They gave it away on
that's
360.
Right.
But
yeah, that's
it.
I have it.
I started the month after.
I have it sitting on my, you know, I wonder if that would work if I gave you my login and password, that you could download it and play it on yours. I don't know how that shit works.
I don't know how any of that stuff works.
I mean,
I think I can actually probably grab that game really cheap.
I just don't want the Microsoft police or Major Nelson coming to my house and bending me over saying, "Oh, you shared the game. You're gonna fucking..."
Major Nelson and a bunch of guys in trench coats that look like the Untouchables coming to your door with old school Tommy guns. Because Major Nelson reminds me of like an old mobster guy, you know, like. You know, like the Untouchable, that era, like the 40s or 50s gangster guy. You know? I could picture him as one of them, or one of the police officer guys,
yeah.
You know.
But real quick, getting back to Dead Rising, but yeah, Major Nelson looks tired, by the way. He looks dead.
Yeah, see, Major Nelson, see?
Nelson looks dead, man. He literally does look like...
Well, I mean, they had that big-ass Xbox One launch in New York. I thought that was pretty impressive compared to Sony's. I mean, they had zombies walking around and Forza cars racing around. I thought that was pretty sweet.
I'm going to watch that on... I'm sure there's a replay out. I'm going to watch that if I can. Cause I
didn't watch the whole thing. I just seen clips of it from, like, IGN. Basically, off Facebook. I seen clips of it off Facebook, but what I saw looked pretty fucking sweet.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, so I'm guessing you don't know if they had any exclusive news.
I have no idea, man.
Yeah, because on the PS4 one, which was shit, which was really crap, by the way, because it was just full of commercials... the only thing that came, like, a lot of shit came out of that, but for me it was the MGS thing. You know, the whole classic Snake.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got like we talked about
Ground
that the last
Yeah, Ground Zeroes, the whole...
Yeah, level. You know, I want that. I was watching some more videos on that. Yeah.
Oh, did you watch... Did you watch the 12-minute video I sent you?
I don't...
Yeah.
I don't know if I watched all of that, but I did see some videos of it.
I don't know, because I watched that 12-minute video on Giant Bomb.
I don't think I ever got it. If you sent it to me, I don't think I ever got it.
I put it in the comments of where I tagged you, where you tagged me.
Oh, okay, I seen part of that.
Yeah.
But I watched some videos that were on YouTube that PlayStation actually published.
Yeah, it pains me to say this, Pook, but I'm not sure if I like this Ground Zeroes, because MGS is... It's gone a different way, man. It's gone open world. I'm not sure if I like that. I liked it when it was, like, how it was, linear, you know?
Yeah. I like the old way, too, but I thought the game looked cool. I mean, if I
get
it...
Oh, it looks cool, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, I don't know if I... I don't know, man. It just pains me to say, because I'm a huge MGS fan, but also, don't forget, we got... Fucking Kiefer Sutherland, that's like, cool.
Yeah, cool, fucking Kiefer.
Cool, oh.
Not Kiefer, I don't have a speech impairment, we call him Kiefer.
Yeah, you started that off on...
Vagina Fart Sutherland.
Yeah,
I started that on Fat Ninja Game Talk Radio.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if I like Ground Zeroes, I don't know, I bitch about it, I'll get it though. I'll get it for both systems, next and new.
The PS3 version is going to be, like, what, $20 or something? So, fuck, I'm going to get it.
Yeah, why not? Fucking, they might... Okay. I just hope there's no collector's edition. That's fucking... They better not be, because otherwise I am so fucked. Anyway, so I don't know about disc stuff, but I know it's going to install if I do crack open Dead Rising 3. And my point before we got on the MGS tangent was I've never liked Dead Rising. Why I got this boggles me.
Well, see, that changes my opinion, then. If you're not a big fan of Dead Rising, I would take it.
Yeah, because all I'm going to do...
I didn't know that. I thought you liked it. Oh, that's why you bought it.
The reason I got this was basically just to fucking kill zombies. That's all I got it for. And it was like, because I saw the open worldness of it, and I was like, okay, this looks the best game on launch, and I may want to try it. Then plus there's no demo, which fucking sucks. But, I mean, I don't think I should have a game if all I'm going to do is just go around and kill zombies. I might as well, like you said, wait for a deal on this game.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, 4 or 5 months from now, I mean, at the very least, I mean, because Xbox One does allow used games.
Yep.
So you should be able to get it for half the price.
And I'm glad I kept it sealed, because that was like my, okay... You know, I don't know about it, and I was thinking, but I did want a disc-based game as well, because I'm not a COD guy. And don't forget, I've got FIFA, you know?
Yeah.
I've got that, and I'm not a FIFA guy as well, but, I mean, I'd rather have a soccer game or football game than a game that I'm just going to go around killing zombies, you know? And I'm not, you know, so...
So really, you don't need the Dead Rising 3, because pretty much you got FIFA and you got Killer Instinct. That's probably a pretty good start for you until some more stuff comes out or some demos come out.
Like, I got Dead Rise as a backup. I think it was more of a backup plan, just in case Killer Instinct kind of failed for me.
Right.
And obviously FIFA is kind of hitting me. I'm just, you know what, though, speaking of FIFA, though, I'm still not sure about it. Because, you know me, I'm a Pro Evolution guy.
Right.
And that's not because I'm a Konami fanboy, because Konami, and we talked, I told you this on Facebook, fucking what's Konami done lately?
Not a whole lot.
Exactly. And it's like, it's not because of that, it's because I just prefer PES because I can score goals on it. But, I mean, I don't know, FIFA, I want to sell it. I do, I want to sell the code on eBay. Because right. I think I can recoup a lot of money from that. So, I don't know, man. But if you want my final opinion on this, I think, you know what? I think people should just wait. I really do. Yeah. I think Poot, you put yourself in a good position by waiting. I respect that. Just wait.
Well, I mean, I didn't have a choice right now. Yeah. I mean, I'm wino flat ass live under the bridge broke.
You know what, Pook? If you had a grand, let's say you had an imaginary grand right now in your back pocket, I'd still tell you to wait.
Oh yeah, I would wait. I mean, I think I would. Besides getting the Christmas and stuff for my family, I think I'd buy me a copy of WWE 14 and. Order a couple big Italian style pizzas and
yeah, but you know, and it's all down to one word, connect.
Connect.
Yeah, it's all down to that. It's wait, man, because and people should listening on YouTube and Podomatic and Twitter followers and etc. I think PlayStation might be the console to kind of get. If you want to get either of them, like you said, Pook, I think PlayStation 4 is the one.
That's what I'm planning when I eventually get one. Is I think I'm going to go with the PS4 first, and I will get an Xbox One just because I like the Gears games, and Gears will be
on there. But, but Judgment, though. Gears War Judgment wasn't very, it was okay, but it wasn't.
I haven't played Judgment yet. I've only played 1, 2, and 3, so.
Yeah, those are the good ones. But
really? See, I haven't played. I'm waiting. Judgments went down in price, but I'm still kind of holding off to that $10 area.
Yeah, you don't want to. I'd even go, say, around 7. But, I mean, you know what? Let's just give it away in Games with Gold. And I know we said that last time. They really.
Right.
But they should, though. They should, because it's got to that point where it just.
I'd love to get that for games for free. Games are Gold.
Yeah, it'd be worth it, won't it? But, I mean, yeah, I think people. My advice. People should wait for the Kinect, like the one without the Kinect, because you know they're going to do it. You know, like, I'm guessing a lot of people, hipsters are fucking using Kinect. People like me and you, they're not fucking using this shit.
They don't give a fuck about Kinect. I've never used the Kinect.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just hipster guys who are just using this, and casual gamers, we're not going to use it. And
I don't own a Kinect. I've never used one. I will say this, if I ever find a Kinect for the Xbox 360 for $5, I will buy it for Hulk Hogan's Main Event Wrestling and for the Sega shooter game.
And, oh,
Nightmare something.
Yeah,
and
you're good on that because there's a demo of it. So, you could.
Yeah, so that was the only thing I'd use it for. And then I would probably unhook it, put it back away.
About the old Star Wars. No, the old Star Wars game.
Was there a Star Wars Kinect game?
Yeah, there is.
Fuck, I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah. I'm waiting for it to go down in price, just so I have it. But
walk around the living room. Oh.
Yeah, with your fucking wooden stick, bamboo stick, just waving around.
Have a fucking erection, just wave your dick around. You smacking stormtroopers with your dick, and Kinect will whoom, whoom.
And then the Kinect will just randomly take pictures, and then you're fucked. Send them to the fucking NSA or whatever, then you're screwed.
Did you hear about the PS4? The PS4, what's that called? The home? Is it called Homefront? The PS or Playhouse or some shit like that? The PS4
game,
thing
game
with
room,
the camera?
Game room.
Gamer where the dude and the wife were drunk, the woman passed out, and the guy took his wife's shirt off and exposed her breasts on the camera.
Oh,
and
no, I didn't see this.
And then it, like, went black for a little bit, and he came back, and she was, like, completely naked. I read it on either Kotaku or IGN.
It's got to be Kotaku, isn't it? Because IGN's too... They're just a bunch of pussies.
IGN, you're a bunch of pussies.
Yeah, but dude...
It must be Kotaku. I seen it on Facebook today, and I was like, really? I was trying to find a video of it, because
It's out, because you know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for these PS4 and Kinect videos to come out. Like fucking just people just having random sex and shit, and I'm waiting for that, man.
This dude here, I guess his wife passed out and he took her shirt off. Then came back, she's completely naked, and I don't think any sexual acts were actually done. But she's naked for whoever was on that, whatever the playhouse or game room, whatever the hell it's called on the PS4. So
fun fact about that game room on PlayStation 4, made by Double Fine.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
I wonder how many lonely PS4 gamers that were on at that time...
Jerking it
to this dude's wife. And why would you even do that to your... I mean, like, I don't know. To me, I don't want no one else to see that shit. That's my shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's your privilege.
That's my fun stuff, man. That, you know, I don't share that shit, you know, but... I don't know, I guess drinking or drugs or whatever the fuck, but I heard about that today, and I thought, holy shit.
Well, if you type in Xbox Live Sex on YouTube, you get plenty of that shit. Like, to me, it's just fucking just probably just people, like, 12-year-olds just watching porn.
Some shit,
But, I mean, I can't wait for these Kinect videos and what, you know, when people don't realize, oh, the camera's on, and... You just get just random fucking, you know that shit's going to happen. But you know what?
We're not going to get any really, like, good-looking chicks or anything. It's all going to be, like, fat, hairy ass sacks and...
Yeah, shit,
though. Beating off the Pornhub.
Oh,
and,
no.
I don't want to see that shit, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, I got to say, man, at least the PlayStation 4, you know, we'll talk about this more next week with Arcade
Game Table and Kit...
At least they're not forcing the camera on you. At least it's optional, you know? And I will say this, props to Sony, they never mess with their cross-media bar. They never mess with their menu. It's always the same, no matter what. They never mess with that shit. Yeah, they'll add extra icons, but that's it. They never mess with their shit. And that's what I like, man. Sony are consistent like that. And right now, I'm not saying I don't like the Xbox, I do, because Killer Instinct is kind of cool. But, man, early adopters, it's not for early adopters this week.
So your final verdict is pretty much just kind of hold off till the good games come out for it, maybe a price drop even.
Yeah, wait until they don't fall, you know, wait until there's no Kinect, pretty much. But, yeah, that's my final verdict on it.
All right, well, we're at 137.56, so you got any shout-outs or any last things you want to mention before we get out of here?
Well, real quick, again, on Twitter, Obi-Wan Jabroni, if anyone wants to follow me, E at the end, not an I, all one word. That's the same on Xbox Live, PSN, and Nintendo. Speaking of Nintendo IDs, I did add you on it, so...
Okay, I haven't even been on the Wii in a while.
Because what happened, Pook, when you sent me a friend request, it expired. So sent you one, and it just automatically I guess it just accepted you. So we're friends now. Cool. So we're friends now, Nintendo Wii U, which is cool. And I'm so glad Nintendo opted to use usernames this time.
Instead of player codes or whatever that bullshit
friend
was.
Codes that you have to remember.
Friend codes, yeah.
Shit, I have to probably remember my fucking phone number, never mind a fucking friend code, you know. So, yeah.
You remember my age.
Yeah, that's pretty much my username on those services. Also, I'm going to plug, I'm on the 30th of November, and this is mainly for my Twitter followers, I'm gonna be on Piper the DJ show again. So
Piper.
Yep. So, you guys want to hear me uncensored, no swearing, which is weird, but
I'll definitely listen. I like even though I'm not into mobile technology, I do like listening to Piper's show here and there. So
he has a good radio voice. But as well, I think you might like the kickoff topic, Pook, because we're going to be talking about the next gen consoles for a bit, at least 20 minutes. Okay. So yeah, you might be into that.
Yeah, definitely give it a listen. So, all right, everybody, we're gonna Arcade Game Table and Kit 171. They're gonna be with us next weekend, as long as nothing else happens. This episode here was just with me and Obi, just kind of a last minute thing. So, hope y'all enjoyed it. Another episode of Talking Some Shit. We'll have a new episode next week. Peace out.